Hello, Lion fans, and welcome to another edition of the Lions Den podcast. Adam Williams here, and joining me today, members of the men's soccer team, Rasmus Nielsen and Sebastian Berylson. Guys, how you doing today?
Doing great. How are you, Adam?
Doing well.
Good. I'm glad that we can get you guys on today. We've kicked off the season. We're about six games in, standing at 3-2-1 as of this recording. Let's jump back, though, to the six games that we played in the spring. You know, I want to get your perspectives on kind of that era, because you come in the fall and then you're told, hey guys, we're not playing when we normally would, and then you find out you're going to be playing in the spring, but it's going to be such a condensed schedule. Talk about your mindsets going into this spring campaign.
I think you said condensed here. I think for us it's a complete opposite, because when we play in a regular fall season, we have two, maybe three games a week. In the spring, we have one game a week. I actually think it was a good transition for us, because we haven't played a competitive college game for a year and a half. So I think the whole transition for us was actually great, so that we could basically come back into the rhythm of playing.
I would also want to say, like, just the whole setup that the NCAA did as well, and how well we actually took care of, like, trying to keep the cases low and doing the best out of this situation, and actually being able to have a season. Like, we can look at a school that's close up. If we look at UNCA, for instance, they had to close down really early, but we managed to have a somewhat season, and I think we did the best we could out of it, and I'm happy over it as well. And just like Rasmus said as well, being able to, like, have not too condensed season, like having one game a week was more optimal than just like playing like we do now. It was good getting into it, like kind of getting a slow start, I would want to say.
And that's a great point that you guys bring up, the one game a week compared to what we've been seeing in the fall, the two, three games a week. It gives the players more time to rest up and kind of prepare solely on one team rather than three. But we fast forward to this fall, and you look at the conclusion of the spring. Multiple awards given out. You know, Sebastian, first team, All South Atlantic Conference. Yepe, second team, also SAC Scholar Athlete of the Year. Luke Manley, in his debut season, as an honorable mention. Head coach Greg Munn being named Coach of the Year, and you guys returning back to the South Atlantic Conference tournament. So clearly, an impressive spring. The mindset from, let's say, April until now, what's changed? What's been the same? And what have you seen thus far in the season?
I think if we talk about mindset, I would like to rewind all the way back to our junior year, where we didn't win a single conference game. Come back into the spring where we add a lot of good players and even expanding the coaching staff, which gives Coach Munn a little bit less of a headache. So he has more people to, like, kind of spare with, if that makes sense. I think that we did a good job of carrying on like a winning mentality from the spring until this far in the season, at least, bringing a lot of good, like, playing things, whereas, like, well, we added some more pieces to the puzzle, basically. So far we've been very dangerous in front of goal, which was kind of what we have been lacking in the past. So I think that's one of the things that's been good so far. Still need to work on a lot of things, because we obviously still have a lot of new guys coming in, but I think for right now, this early in the season, I think we're looking good, and hopefully we can make a run.
To bring to that as well, like, Coach Munn brought in a new, what I would call a new system, or a new idea that he actually took from Charleston, which was adding a development squad as well, like bringing in more players. In that way, he also can bring more players from abroad, and like Americans as well, like native players, which has been great for the program, being able to have two teams. So rather than for some boys that doesn't get too many minutes, rather than just sitting on the bench and hoping to achieve their dream, obviously getting to play, they get to play their games as well and hopefully develop that way. And then in 2-3 years, who knows, the junior year, let's say, they get their chance to come in and play for the first team, which I found really cool.
So it's been a welcome addition for the program, and we mentioned some of the players that are new and that have come in. Let's talk about Cavante Willoughby-Williams. We talk about Dan Roth. Let's talk about Peter Plowman. You know, yeah, these guys have been contributing consistently on the score sheet. What have you seen in their games? And as senior leaders, what do you see kind of as their ceiling?
I think you clearly see that they're obviously older than some of the other guys we bring in, so they come in with a different type of maturity, which is important when you play at this level, because if you have too many young players, then your team is going to reflect on that. It's going to be a lot of maybe sometimes silly mistakes was happening, which happening when you're learning. But I think those guys that just come in and they're just ready right away. It happens when you recruit certain guys. Some guys need late blossoms, if that makes sense. Like, I think that those three that you mentioned are good additions, plus they're all offensive players. So now we have more firepower going forward. And as I mentioned before, we have guys who can finish other than Sevi, which means that that takes some pressure off him, that there's other guys who can step up and put the ball in the back of the net.
Yeah, just like Rasmus said as well, like knowing that you have attacking players playing around you brings my confidence up way better as well, which is a great addition as well. And just like you said, you've seen Kevante, he scored 5 goals and he's added another 2 assists in 6 games. That's very impressive for a freshman player.
And also great guys. I mean, great guys bringing into the team. You would always, when you bring in that many new guys, you're always worried about how the team dynamic is going to be. And I think that this is, like, this group we have right here is very tight. And you can see when we go on the field that we're really playing for each other.
I'm especially happy to see as well, knowing that the 4 of us, me, Rasmus, Jeppe and Spud, only have this 1 semester left. But knowing that there are a couple of guys that will be able to step up and carry the rest of the boys, I'm going to feel good about that, because, like, leaving so soon, even though we've been here for so long, it's going to feel very weird, but I'm kind of happy, like, taking a new step and seeing what's going on in the future and what the future holds for us. But I'm really happy, and I have a good belief and that the guys are going to do well as we leave as well, coming into next semester and next fall again.
Say a couple things I want to touch on there. But first, you talk about Sebi, especially knowing that you're not the primary goal scorer anymore, right? You're still getting them.
Exactly.
Don't get me wrong.
You're right.
But right now, as of this recording, 6 goals in 6 games. You've already matched your career high.
Yeah.
So it can only get better from here. But you talk about maybe that pressure being relieved. And you can certainly notice that whenever you watch the games. But the one thing I really do want to focus on is what you mentioned about you see the guys and knowing, hey, when we leave, we've left it better than what we found it. And I think that's ultimately what everyone wants to do when they come into a program. And I look at you guys and I realize, man, I started here the same year you guys started here.
Yeah,
so in a way, this is our senior class, right? Or at least I'm going to group myself in with you guys
right,
here.
Exactly.
Right.
But when you look back, you know, and maybe it's a little too early to go down memory lane and all that, but you look back at how you started, the progression that you've seen, you know, what are some of the things that you take the most pride in when you look back at your time here in the program?
If I'm being honest, I got to say, just being able to put that jersey on, me from my personal standpoint, I've missed out on 2 seasons having injuries and taking it for advantage that I'll be able to get out there and play. But there's so much more alongside just playing, like keeping your grades up, doing well in classes, getting to know people around the area, getting to know people from other teams as well. Like, that's been such an important motivation to actually stay, because Marcel isn't the biggest place and it isn't the most things to do in Marcel, but I've always said that it's the connection that you make in Marcel that makes the place such a great place. Like, that's made my home for the past, yeah, almost 4.5 years now, and I've said I've loved it, and I know I'm always going to be able to come back here and meet people and be recognized, which is great. Like, being able to come back here, and I've made so many different contacts that I'll be able to use in my future as well, in my working life and hopefully in my career that I hope to prolong after I'm done here.
Yeah, I think definitely, Sebi definitely touched on it. Like, it's not only the soccer side of things, it's definitely the social part of it. I think that's what really stands out to me. Putting that jersey over your head every other day, basically, it's a different pride, especially when you've been here for as long as we have. We've given so much to the program, but also, like, outside, like, you just get closer to people because the area is so, like, so small that you eventually get to know people more than you would have if it's a big school, for example. I think that's really what makes it special, and I think, yeah, just the people around. Like, we're lucky that we have a lot of fellow internationals that brings us close together, because we're all in the same situation of, well, it's the first time we're really away from our parents, and then we're away on a whole other continent. It's not like we can go home every week, drive 4 or 5 hours and be home. If we need to go home, it's a 20-hour flight. Eventually you come to the realization of, we only got the people here. Obviously, you can always call your parents, but, like, this sounds very, very corny, but eventually it becomes family when you're here, and that makes the experience so different.
So I want to bring up a different person as well, like Cindy Witt, that actually works for this school as well. She's been like, I want to say, a mother since the first day we actually came in. Like, it was my first time meeting with her. Was like, I've known her for my whole life, technically. Like, she's so easy to work with. She's always been there. She always helps out, like... So maybe if we get in trouble or if we don't get in trouble, she's always there supporting, trying to help and be there and, like, making sure we know that she's there. And it doesn't matter if I've been here for 4.5 years and a guy just came in last semester, like, it's still love. It's still love and it's still support. It doesn't matter how long you've been here for, who you are, she'll always be there and helping out. And it's people like that as well that wants to make you stay here, even though there's a lot of, like, factors that may want to drag you home, but it's these sort of people that I feel like that makes you want to stay as well.
Yeah, massive shout out to Mama Witt, definitely. Yeah.
I was just gonna say, Mama Witt, I mean, she's at every soccer game, at least all the ones that I can remember. Mm-hmm. And no, she certainly takes great pride in Marcel Athletics, but certainly she loves the soccer program. So, guys, as we wrap up here, we talk about you guys laying the foundation and seeing essentially what you've helped build and what's going to continue to be built. Still plenty of games left to play in the season, though. So, you know, last season here donning that Marcel jersey, what are some goals for you guys personally and also for the team entering this final semester?
It's winning the conference, 100%, even though that might seem far away as of right now. I think we started out our first game against Carson Newman. We lost, even though I think that could have been a game that we could have won. And then we got Tusculum coming up next, a derby close-up game only an hour away. We beat them 4-2. That was a massive boost for all the boys and for the coaches as well. But I think we have a good chance. Like, we know we have a couple of tough games, but, I mean, every single game in the conference is like a cup final, as coaches and we say every time. So my goal, and I hope for the rest of the boys as well, is to win the conference. Like, I think we have a good chance. It's a tough and a long way there, but I think I'm pretty sure we have the chances to do so.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think we do have the team to make a run in the tournament. Like, we just have so much depth this year that we haven't had the time that we've been here. So I think that we definitely get to finish off hopefully on a high note and leave this program in a better place than when we came here. And I think that's, especially for me, that's the most important thing. Like knowing that we can walk away from here and we've given it all to the program, and we give these guys an opportunity to carry this legacy on and hopefully, you know, make great things in the future. Throughout our time here on the men's side, we've probably been the team that made the conference tournament the most times, and we would like to see that continue and want to be one of the only team who actually wins something here. Like it's sometimes it's just some like a lot of the it seems sometimes that people are just going through the motions, but we shout out to Coach Munn for bringing in the mentality of that we're here to do something and we're here to make Marcel stand out instead of just being there. I think that's what really matters to a lot of the players in the team, especially the older guys who've seen how it's been in the past. Even though we've had a couple of tough years, but freshman year we made the tournament, in the spring we made the tournament, so hopefully we can finish this off by winning the conference tournament.
Say, and I know all Lion fans will be watching and following along, and I just want to take the time here to say I want to say thank you to both of you guys, as well as Yepe and Tatum, for what you have all brought to this program over the last few years. It's been an absolute pleasure and an honor to watch you guys, but like you mentioned, Sebi and Raz, getting to know you guys outside of here too. So it's been an absolute pleasure, and I appreciate you guys taking the time and doing this. You know you have all of Marcel behind you for the rest of this season, so thank you again,
that.
And we wish you nothing but the best after your time here as well.
Thank you, Adam.